a border invasion bill. Rhinos reach epic desperation levels. Dems are starting to ratchet up their fear porn. Welcome to Leo the Lion, live from the Lion's Den. We now are at a point where any type of pushback, because let's face it, what's happening right now, what you're seeing, is desperation, because the polling is out. Even NBC is saying in 16 polls, this is the largest lead Trump's ever had. So what does that mean? How does that frame itself around what's taking place right now? Well, the Dems are pushing for the border invasion bill. Let's face it, it's a simple border invasion amnesty bill. They simply need votes. They want chaos. And I believe if they can't win the election, they're going to want to saddle Trump and MAGA with every piece of shit crap situation that they can. So we're there. That's just taking place. You can see it. The Republicans, God, if they would just reach down and grow a pair. They have the Democrats in a backpedaling situation. Now, I know many of you are going to say, no, that's not the case, Leo. That's not happening. Well, yes, it is. They are running out of time. They have a president who's not going to make it. He isn't mustering any type of enthusiasm for the left. Now, behind him is one of the dopiest people I have ever seen as vice president. Nobody, not even the left, wants her anywhere close to the White House and being the president. So what happens now? If the Republicans stand strong, good old Mikey quit funding CRs and funding Biden's attack on conservative values, you know, the fiscal conservative values that all Republicans, we say that we have, just stand strong this one fucking time. Just stand strong. Let's face it, the Senate is gone. Murkowski, Collins, Romney, Graham, Lankford. God, what a fucking tool that guy is. Wow, Oklahoma, where did you get that guy? How? And you know what? Let's take a little onus on this. Let's take some responsibility. How in the hell did we elect people? Those people are so far from being a Republican, and yet we've elected them. Lankford's in place until 2028. Good God. Let's talk about truth, facts. Let's talk about true conservative values and what we as patriots, everyday simple patriots, simple not in the sense that we are simple-minded, because we're not. I've accomplished many great things in my life, but I consider saving America to be the greatest challenge in front of me right now. I have 5 kids, all raised. They have families. I have grandkids. I want them to grow up in the America that I grew up in. This isn't it. Fucking isn't it at all. So we know right now we have to accomplish big things in these next 9 to 10 months. And trust me, even though it seems like it's slowly muddling through, it's not the case. Before you know it, it'll be March. Super Tuesday will be done. And my God, Nikki Haley, that's a topic for another story. Wow. We got a lot ahead of us. We have a lot to accomplish. You, all of us, we have a great responsibility in front of us. It's not just getting Trump elected. It's getting all the fucking rhinos out. It's getting McConnell out. It's getting Rona Romney out. We have to do this. If we do not, we will have failed future generations. I simply don't think I can handle that. Tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, my first Leo the Lion show will go live. Live streaming on Rumble at Leo the Lion 1964. Please join me, because all this only works if you're involved, if you have a voice. We are patriots, and we are strong. And I know I pride myself on trying to be the motivated, positive one. Well, you know why that is? Because there's no fucking alternative the other way. Is there? So until Friday, patriots, make sure you roar loud enough they can hear you. This is Leo Lion live from the Lion's Den. Stand strong. Be accountable.